This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, February 15th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Two more Coloradans were killed in avalanches over the weekend. A solo backcountry skier in Clear Creek County and a snowmobiler in Grand County died, according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Their names have not yet been released Monday morning, pending family notification. Avalanche danger remains high across the state. Both Highway 65 to Grand Mesa and Highway 133 on McClure Pass closed briefly this weekend but have now reopened. Last week, Paonia mailed out notices to residents about potential lead contamination in tap water. After pulling water samples from multiple residential and commercial locations, lead was found exceeding permitted levels at some sample sites. They have been notified of the results of their samples, which do not reflect a system-wide contamination. The sites are likely to have pipes installed prior to 1986. The town recommends residents get their tap water tested at the state health department, replace old pipes and fixtures, and use a filter on drinking water. The town of Cedar Edge has moved closer to finalizing the municipal code for licensing retail and medicinal marijuana shops. In a special work session on Thursday, town trustees took public comments for minor changes to the draft code. The Delta County Independent reports the code is likely to be adopted by the board at the regular Cedar Edge town meeting this Thursday. Colorado eased restrictions on indoor spaces, including restaurants, effective February 6th, following a steady decline in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Restaurants in most counties that had been operating at 25% capacity can now seat indoor diners at up to 50% capacity. According to the Denver Post, public health experts and scientists say, however, that indoor spaces, including restaurants, remain one of the riskiest settings for transmission because diners aren't wearing masks while eating. A study published by the CDC finds adults infected with the coronavirus were about twice as likely to have eaten in a restaurant. The state of Colorado is expected to get 90,000 more doses of the COVID vaccine in the coming weeks, Western Slope Now reports. This will double Mesa County's vaccination efforts. 650 volunteers administered 760 doses of the vaccine last Thursday, and the county is ramping up to administer over 1,000 shots a day. The stated goal of the Mesa County Health Department is 5,000 doses a week. They have streamlined their website so residents can type in their name or address, find out where they are on the list, and when they're scheduled to get a shot. Colorado Creative Industries has announced a total of $7.5 million dispersed to arts and culture organizations, as well as individuals. Individual artists and gig workers were eligible for up to $2,500. Grants topped out at $200,000 each for big organizations like the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Other recipients from our listening area include Blue Sage Center for the Arts, the Paradise Theater, North Fork Creative Coalition, Grand Mesa Arts and Events Center, and the Wright Opera House. Fossil fuel interests are supporting Republican lawmakers who are against the recently announced oil and gas leasing freeze on public lands. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has more.
Republicans leading the opposition to President Biden's freeze of new federal oil and natural gas leasing have accepted millions of dollars in fossil fuel donations over their careers, according to a recent analysis by Public Citizen, a consumer advocacy group. Greenwire reports that the analysis shows that industry PACs and employees gave more than $13 million to the 29 members of the Western Caucus who have spoken out against the moratorium. Those members include Congresswoman for Colorado's 3rd District Lauren Boebert and Congressman Doug Lamborn. Opponents to the moratorium say that it could drive up royalty rates paid by energy companies. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
State lawmakers will resume their legislative session tomorrow after a month-long break due to the pandemic. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
More than 100 bills are scheduled to be introduced on day one. Alec Garnett is the Democratic Speaker of the House. He says coronavirus relief funding is the top priority.
You'll see us again coming in very focused on what can we do right now to help those most in need, whether or not that's the hospitality industry, whether or not those are workers who have been, you know, laid off for an extraordinarily long period of time.
Republicans say they will resume efforts to limit the governor's power during the pandemic. Hugh McKean of Loveland leads the House minority.
There is a necessity to bring the legislature in to do its job, which is to craft the laws and rules for the state.
Governor Polis will deliver his State of the State address on Wednesday. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
The Delta County School District has been studying consolidation of North Fork Valley Public Schools for years. Now those plans are coming to fruition. KVNF's Kate Redmond spoke with Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay about the nuts and bolts of consolidating K-12 public schools, and also with John Hickam, a parent on the task force. Initially, there were 9 different models. Now officials have whittled those down to 2 that remain on the table.
This plan to combine schools has been on the docket for many years, but now it appears to be moving fast.
For us as the district, we've been dealing with it for years, and so it doesn't seem very fast for us. Last year, we put a committee together of community members and parents, and they looked at 9 different options about how to help the North Fork. That was a 5-month process, and the board has really come and narrowed that down to 2 different options. It's all based on the enrollment numbers, funding, and ultimately the opportunities for our students.
How much is enrollment down?
In the just the high schools in the North Fork, it's down about 30 students this year, but that number has been declining since around 2008.
And this is true statewide, so the legislature passed a funding bill to the tune of $60 million. Is this going to help?
It'll help this year. That's not an ongoing savings. It's not going to happen every year.
So the model right now of 2 high schools is not sustainable.
The cost for our 2 high schools is more per kid, is more than we receive and per pupil funding. And so that is not sustainable.
And this will increase your busing budget?
Potentially increases our busing budget depending on the model. You're looking at additional and extra route and potentially 2. If the middle school's in one community and the high school's in the other community, you're looking at more travel. And so that would be potentially 4 to 5 different routes that you would be adding.
What is your timeline?
Timeline is that we would do this in the fall.
I also interviewed John Hickam, a parent of 2 North Fork students who has been on both the parent group and later the school consolidation task force put together by the district. Tell me about the parent advocate group that you helped form several years ago.
Our purpose was looking at school consolidation, not from a budget perspective, but from the perspective of creating more academic, athletic, extracurricular, vo-tech opportunities for students in the North Fork.
How would you foresee it being different if there was 1 high school amongst the 3 towns?
Our vision for the 1 high school between the 3 towns just means that you can more efficiently utilize those teachers. If you're offering an AP class, then it's kind of equally available to all of those high school students. Likewise, there's certain vo-tech opportunities that are uniquely available in Hotchkiss.
This is a little more intangible, but what about the distinct cultures of each town and each school?
I think a lot of that concept of cultures and how that plays into some kind of deep-rooted sports rivalries, especially with alumni parents, it is a pretty intangible thing. My personal perspective is that once we have a successfully consolidated high school, we would have a new culture that accommodates all those different things and pulls the best from both those worlds.
For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. If you have feedback or news tips, email news@kvnf.org. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local independent public media.